Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate education, information, and inspiration. And may I add a little bit of travel? For those of you who are just joining this series, we've been jumping across this big, beautiful state, talking to great agents in the major areas to discuss their market. You know, when I got into this business, 8, 9 years ago, the big phrase was all real estate is local. And that's really the epitome of this series, because while we may be licensed, those of us who are licensed, to do business across the whole state, it may actually oftentimes be a better service to our client to refer them to the local Jedi master of that area. For example, yours truly is licensed and my license is good across the state. However, if I were to have a friend that was looking to buy, sell, or invest in Missoula, I'd probably call my good buddy Jason Suchecki of Keller Williams in Missoula and say, Jason, I've got a good buddy who needs another good buddy. And that's who we have on the show this weekend. Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, Justin, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How's Missoula doing?
Missoula's fantastic. You know, it was a little smoky, as I imagine it was up there where you're at. Mm-hmm. But all in all, we really enjoy our summers around here.
Yeah, you do. Well, listen, let's talk about the market and how things are treating you down there. I want to get to know you a little bit more, understand how well versed you are in this business. Before we do that, I want to thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So, Jason, who are you, man? What's your role with KW in Missoula?
I'm the operating principal, which we launched our franchise about 5 years ago. So mm-hmm. I kind of act as the chairman of the board.
Okay, cool.
And I've been in the business for over 20 years. I'm licensed in 3 states, but have called Missoula home for over a decade.
Wow, good for you. And you do business with your wife. She's licensed as well, right?
Yes, she does most of the heavy lifting for our team. She runs mm-hmm. our sales team, I kind of get to venture off into some larger projects, more vision type stuff, where we're going to be in a couple of years and where we need to take the business.
Oh, good. So let me make a correction. Then about a minute ago, I said if I had a friend looking to buy, sell, or invest in Missoula, I should be calling Shayla, not you. She's the real
That's
expert.
Probably true. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Like, yeah. Shayla's the one everybody likes.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got the same going. Everybody loves Zena. Nobody really cares about this guy. So I just send everybody to Zena. So, let's talk about that background. So you've been in the business for, 20 years now? And did I hear you've got your hands on some development or big vision ideas?
Yeah, so, you know, pretty much my entire career, I kind of stumbled into it in the beginning. You know, we didn't have a franchise like Keller Williams around in the area where I started in Colorado. So I kind of just happened to run into a guy my first week in business who was a developer. Mm-hmm. And that kind of changed or kind of set my path in real estate.
Okay.
So I started in new construction, sitting in model homes, selling new product. And then fast forward to when we moved to Missoula, we moved here for a job specifically to work at a golf course development.
Okay.
Help them do that. Then the Great Recession came and kind of wiped out a lot of the home builders in the area, as well as the development I was working at.
You're talking about that 2000. You're talking about that 2009 time frame, right?
Yep. Absolutely. You know. So, so then again, moving, go a little bit forward another, to maybe 2013,
mm-hmm.
We started, I realized that there had always been, and talking to builder friends of mine, that we still had this pent up demand.
New construction.
So we just knew it was there, and nobody was building homes.
Right, they were all sore. They were all sore for 2009. Yeah,
watch it happen.
Yeah,
you could see it. You know, we were just like, oh my gosh, if we're not producing any homes right now, what's it going to look like in 5 years?
Sure.
So that kind of set us down this path to go, okay, where's Missoula going? Where can what type of land can we get our hands on, and what type of product is the market going to want in 5 years?
You and I, here we are. Yeah, you and I were talking about this before, and you had made a comment that actually inventory, new home inventory, hasn't really caught up since then, since the 2009. Is that correct, Jason?
Absolutely. It's kind of been that way. You know, one is we lost a lot of our tradespeople. So even when builders, developers wanted to get back into business, the rate at which they could produce a product was drastically slower than it was, you know, back in 06, 07, 08.
Gotcha. So that's actually been the story. It's not just this COVID 2020 pandemic issue creating housing pressure. It's that you also have this percolating new home inventory shortage that has been going on for a good while. Jason, you know,
yes.
I want to talk a little bit more specific about Missoula. We've got to take a quick break. However, when we come back, let's get those magic numbers. Average sale price, days on market. You ready?
Sounds good.
Awesome. We're talking with Jason Sujecki of Keller Williams in Missoula. This is the Flight at Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. Although for a couple weeks, we've been just a little bit bigger than just the Flathead. In fact, this weekend, we're chatting with Jason Sujecki of Keller Williams, Western Montana, also known as the Missoula KW down there. Jason, thanks for joining us this weekend and chiming in. We've been chatting a little bit about your background in new construction, and I love how you brought to light that this issue of new home inventory has actually been on the table for quite some time. It's just now really showing up because there's so many people looking at real estate. As it pertains to Missoula, though, what's cooking down there? How many agents do you have in your office?
We have 114 agents.
Wow, 114. And they're really cruising right now, aren't they?
Yeah, we're having one of our best years ever, which is on top of a best year ever last year.
Yeah, no kidding. Double anomaly. What's your sale price like down there?
Well, you know, the average sale price, through July this year, we're running just under $500,000.
Wow. Wow.
I imagine we're going to, you know, the median is about 435 again, and you know, but looking after last year where we're at, you know, that's up 30% in both categories.
So it's very similar to what we're feeling up here in the Flathead, a 30% growth.
Yep.
And average sale price in that $500,000 mark. Are they flying off the shelf, kind of like what we're experiencing up here? I mean, what's your days on market?
Absolutely. You know, days on market can be a little tricky in the MLS, especially with a high demand.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a lot of real estate business is done prior to us actually seeing it on the MLS.
Sure.
So, but with that being said, you know, the average days on the market this year is rolling around 85, with the median being about 48.
Wow. And that's including the contract time. So that's
exactly right. So
yeah,
these things are going under real quick. I mean, just with title and mortgage, they need 45 days.
Right.
To close.
It's so, really hard to close faster than 45. Sure. So,
right. So if you give everybody a few days to kind of bring in offers and that kind of stuff, it's pretty tight.
And you know what? We're hearing that number across the state, you know, so there's this demand, this heightened demand across from, you know, border to border. And let that be a good piece of advice for you, the listener, who might be thinking I need to go buy a home, whether it be an investment property or a first home or the 15th home, whatever it may be. Start talking to your agent now, because as Jason said, a lot of the business actually starts to get put together before it even hits the market. You know, a lot of connections may be happening, and so that's, you need to give yourself an upper hand and get yourself that professional. What do you think is contributing to the real estate economy in such a dramatic way down in Missoula? Where I'm going with this, Jason, there's got to be a pretty good difference between the Flathead and Missoula. I can think of a couple of them. However, I'd be interested in what you think is like a major contributor to the housing interest of Missoula.
Well, you know, I think we're based in primary residences. You know,
okay.
We have the colleges here, so there is, you have that influx of a little bit of population,
right.
But it also brings culture.
Sure.
And so the culture where people are where they want to live primarily. And, you know, we have a small valley. It runs, we call it five valleys that kind of all run together to
right.
create Missoula.
Right.
And so we don't have large sprawling areas that we can build houses, but we have any infrastructure.
Right,
so,
right.
You know,
okay.
Kind of circling back to the new construction, there's only so many places we can go, which is really becoming increasing density is where the city and the county are trying to move to, and higher density stuff. So,
you know,
I mean, we have beautiful rivers, right? You know,
mm-hmm.
just like you guys have, and cool mountains and cool outdoor recreation activities. Fly fishing's amazing.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff like that. So it's just lifestyle.
Yeah. A lot of that sounds very similar, with the one exception being the college. You know, you've got the university there, which, like you said, has a pretty decent population influx, and that leads to, you know, additional residential real estate sales. Do you find that there's, I like that you brought up the challenge with infrastructure, because we have that same dialogue. You know, we have a pretty narrow valley, and therefore the amount of sprawling land is somewhat limited, and some of which you think could be developed actually can't be developed for a number of reasons. So we are talking about that as well. Do you find that there, because of the density issue of Missoula, there's a spillover into surrounding areas, like, for example, Hamilton?
Absolutely. You know, it starts to push south of us into Ravalli County.
Mm-hmm.
They're seeing huge growth. Before, if you couldn't quite afford a home in Missoula, let's start looking south. Right?
Yeah.
And, but that's quickly, that all that inventory that was available at a decent price has kind of been eaten up.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing, you know, a shortage down there, as well as more spurred developments coming.
We said the same
about new growth.
Yeah. About 8 years ago, we said the same thing about Columbia Falls. It's like, oh, if you can't afford Kalispell or Whitefish, we've got this great little community closer to Glacier. And we're like, awesome, cool.
Yeah.
Well, we sold it all up, and now their average sale price is $500,000-$700,000 too. And it looks beautiful. However, it's not exactly that affordable piece anymore. Jason, we're out of time, and I hate it because I really enjoy talking with you. So for those of us who are looking at the Missoula area, perhaps as a relo or bringing their family in, and they don't want them that close, and they'd rather have them in Missoula, or perhaps they're a Grizz fan, what's Shayla's great number? Because I want to talk to the real professional.
Absolutely. You can reach Shayla at 406-241-4612.
This is the Flathead Home Show. I have been having a blast covering the whole state, talking about the markets. Next weekend, we're going to wrap it up right here with the Flathead, and we'll be talking with Brian Nicodemus of RE/MAX Rocky Mountain Real Estate. Jason, thank you for hanging out with us. And as always, Flathead, be safe, have fun, be well, and
welcome home.